Penguin Audio presents Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, written and read by Anne Lamott.
Chapter 1, Ham of God. On my 49th birthday, I decided that all of life was hopeless and I would eat myself to death. These are desert days. Better to go out by our own hands than to endure slow death by scolding at the hands of the Bush administration. However, after a second cup of coffee, I realized that I couldn't kill myself that morning, not because it was my birthday, but because I'd promised to get arrested the next day. I'd been arrested 3 weeks earlier with an ecumenical bunch of religious peaceniks, people who still believe in Dr. King and Gandhi. Also, my back was out. I didn't want to die in crone mode. Plus, there was no food in the house. So I took a long hot shower instead and began another day of being gloated to death. Everyone I know has been devastated by Bush's presidency, and in particular, our country's heroic military activities overseas. I can usually manage a crabby hope that there is meaning in most mess and pain, that more will be revealed, and that truth and beauty will somehow win out in the end. But I'd been struggling as my birthday approached. So much had been stolen from us by Bush, from the very beginning of his reign, and especially since he went to war in Iraq. I wake up some mornings pinned to the bed by centrifugal sadness and frustration. A friend called to wish me happy birthday, and I remembered something she'd said many years ago while reading a Vanity Fair article about Hitler's affair with his niece. "I have had it with Hitler," Peggy said vehemently, throwing the magazine to the floor. "And I'd had it."